For many families, Missouri's Canicook camps are synonymous with summer. This year, the network of camps deciding to open with extra precautions. But on June 26, families were notified one of its overnight camps was closing after two positive cases. Tonight, that number is up to at least 82. Camps in at least eight states have now seen coronavirus outbreaks. Dr. Jason Newland, a pediatric infectious disease specialist, usually sends his daughters to Canicook, but not this year.
Once you get one patient or one person or child or counselor ill, now it's going to spread like a wildfire.
26 million children typically attend summer camps. This year, only 6.5 million are expected.
It was a big decision this year, but it was something that we thought that they really needed.
60% of parents say they have no idea how to keep kids engaged this summer. Dr. Newland says outdoor day camps may be safer than sleepaway, but it all comes down to risk.
Probably the question we all want to know better is, what is the likelihood that some of these children took it home and pass it to an adult?
Canicook did not respond to our request for comment, but Missouri's health department reports the camp plans to reopen later this summer once test results show it's safe to do so.
School is incredibly important for young people, and we also think camps are important.
And how camps fare this summer could be key to whether schools open this fall.